2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go. Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy.
On 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us on a Monday. Hopefully your brackets are looking good. The good news is they can't get any worse for the next few days. They're not going to get any better.
Nope.
But
you have to live with yourself.
That's the thing, is that the people beat themselves up over a bracket that they did, and for teams losing that they didn't pay attention to 1 second this year. And they go, I can't believe that Marquette lost. And you go, or as my nephew said, dude, Marquette freaking blew it for me. I go, yeah. The fact that you told me Marquette and you really thought that's what their name was?
That's not their name. I picked a Marquette and they lost.
And they lost
to Michigan State. I was like, nah, Tom Izzo doesn't have it anymore.
That's all that guy
does
is win.
And it's like, shoot.
That's all that guy
does. He has it still.
You know,
okay,
he, like,
I missed that one.
Do you remember the first round?
Blah, 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 blah.
Do you remember
blah.
The first round Tom Izzo, like, I mean, blasted a whiteboard. Like, broke it over his knee or whatever, like crushed it in half on the sideline. And that was when they won, right, in the first round. And they get to the Sweet 16. Tom Izzo just is incredible.
And this tournament, I should have known.
Yeah, yeah. This tournament has proved to be very wild, which I love. I want things to be wild. Our NFL roundup, of course, we're going to roll out some NFL stories, stuff that happened over the weekend and stuff that's happening right now. Man, Re Medical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized to you. So hit up Re Medical. Renew, restore, reclaim. Visit remedical.com today. Okay. So.
Okay, I heard this really fascinating thing.
Yeah.
And it was about the Denver Broncos.
Oh.
It was about Russell Wilson.
So is it like a, I heard something, dude.
No. Well, I heard it from Ryan Leaf, like his own mouth.
Right,
he was
okay.
On a podcast that he does. And he was trying to explain what the problem with Russell Wilson was. Now, you kind of go, what the heck is Ryan Leaf? You know, what?
Right.
What?
There's always that.
Right. And Ryan Leaf, you know, good for him. He's turned his life around and that's all good. But it was actually quite compelling what he said.
What did he say?
It had nothing to do with football.
It's where his, like, personal life is at?
His guru, his life coach, his mental life coach died in the offseason. And it's a guy that he's been with pretty much the whole time he was in Seattle.
Why are we – I'm sure maybe this was reported at some point, but it probably got buried. Like, I don't want to say buried. Sorry, I don't want to say buried.
Right, I don't think – well, those kinds of things, players kind of hold that close to their vest. They don't let people know. That's the secret sauce. That's the one thing they go, this is where I have an advantage. And there was this whole process of thinking. And I actually met with some, like, you know, this is not unusual. And it really helps you to kind of stay in the moment. And that's really all it any of these people. It's just, you know, live in the moment, stay in the moment, be in the moment. So when he makes a statement after every, you know,
right.
Bronco Nation, let's ride, or whatever, right, yeah. whatever he says, that's part of that statement that helps keep him in the moment. And so whenever he was saying that, it was actually a technique that he was using to stay focused.
You know what's hard?
Now, Ryan Leaf has the same guy.
And he passed away, the same guy who passed away.
Yeah, and he goes, look, he goes, I was introduced to him. He helped me get my life back on track, you know, after I got out of prison. And he goes, he just did a tremendous amount to, and you would almost say he did a good job, right, with Ryan Leaf. And he goes, you know, my life, my direction was going.
Dude, he's done it. I mean, if that guy was a piece of that puzzle,
yeah.
like Ryan Leaf's story is fascinating.
So Ryan Leaf kind of, and if it's true, I mean, I was watching the podcast, so I, you right. know, I saw it come out of Ryan Leaf's mouth, right? Unless sure. it's like a,
no, I'm sure it's the same
artificial intelligence that's
I'm
simulating
sure
and mimicking.
Look,
like
part of the thing
like,
he probably got sold on was this is the same guy who he chats. I guarantee those aren't the only two guys. His only two clients
yeah.
that are famous.
Right, yeah,
I'm sure he does this with a lot of people. I actually saw this over the weekend. There was a
and it was like in May of last year, kind of going right into
right. Right when he had kind of gotten with the Broncos not that long before that. So you remember when Zach Wilson, when that the quarterback whisperer for the Jets passed away in a biking accident before
right.
he even got to work
yes.
with him. And everything kind of – and it just sort of, you know, however his first
might
year –
might have made a huge difference for Zach
well,
Wilson.
Well, think about it. The guy was you know, supposed to be like the best at you know, helping these young quarterbacks, figuring them out. That's why they got him. And then what happened halfway through the year? Nothing's working out on the quarterback advisory council at the Jets, and they bring in John Beck partway yeah. through, and you bring in your own guy, and it's like, you know, that's like Tom Brady when he rolled up with his, you know, his right. like his nutritionist slash like physio guy or whatever.
And by the way, everyone has their own guy.
Yeah,
everyone does.
But they just don't get. But like Russell Wilson's guy, Jake Heaps, his quarterback coach. Now different from this, right?
Yeah.
He had his own office at the facility, and right. that was something that, remember, Sean Payton was like, he what?
Yeah.
We've never done that. We don't do that,
yeah.
and that's going to end now. And so
I guarantee you, I'll bet Drew Brees had a guy.
Oh, for 100%. Yeah. But you just don't treat them like they're all on the actual staff. You just don't treat them like, and some of these guys, Tom Brady could kind of do whatever he want, but at some point, Bill Belichick kicked that dude out of the locker room.
You know, it's kind of one of those, like, yeah, I got my guy. You know, I found
oh,
it,
yeah, yeah.
you know, it's kind of like.
Even just saying you have the guy, like yeah. kind of makes you go, I need to act a little bit different. It probably puts you on a path.
It's like, you know, those wealthy Hollywood people.
Yes.
You know, they have the housekeeper. They have the butler. They have the maid. I have my people.
Right.
I've got my.
Right. Some of those guys, remember the 80s was popular. They're like, I have a psychic I talk to every week.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. And you yeah. go like a 900 number. Yeah. No. They come yeah. to my house.
Everyone has their guy.
Yeah. yeah. Hey, look, maybe that's what I. It's fascinating to hear that perspective, though, because then we go,
yeah.
These guys are the highest level of athlete.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Then having that person, and when that support system goes away, and then you're shopping around. Even if you get somebody who is highly recommended, they come to you, and it's just not your guy still. And it's maybe takes a minute, or maybe you don't like their philosophy and how they roll things out. So I actually makes me kind of, if he can turn it around and maybe kind of figures that part out, Maybe that's the deal. All right.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I wonder if Baker Mayfield has a guy.
He needs a guy.
Or, I mean, he just signed with the Tampa Bay
Carson
Buccaneers.
Wentz, does he have a guy? Should get a guy.
Yeah.
But see,
if you have if you're a guy with a guy,
yeah.
you don't want to be giving your guy up to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them being good.
Somebody
I want to be
somebody,
I want to be valuable.
Who's somebody who definitely doesn't have a guy?
I bet Matt Stafford got a guy.
Who Tell me somebody who definitely doesn't have a guy.
Well, I don't think Zach Wilson does.
He probably got one during all this.
I'll give you one.
Deion Sanders. Never had a guy.
He's his own guy. Yeah. I know. I was watching videos of Deion today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He should be other people's guy. He's the guy for the Colorado football team.
I'm drinking his Kool-Aid.
I'm buying it big time.
Let me think. Maybe Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Well, he.
Maybe Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson might need two guys.
He's gonna need girls for sure.
No,
not
but,
gals.
No, no.
Definitely
he needs
not.
A social calendar guy, and then he needs his like the.
He's got a guy.
Keep
though,
you
now.
In check.
Does yeah. he have a guy? Does he have a? He has a guy. We call him a parole officer, right? No, I'm just kidding. I don't think he got arrested. Oh, I got my guy. He's out in the car. It's unmarked.
Well, when my guy's not around, I have this thing around my ankle. Oh, kind of keeps me in check a little bit.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's bad.
Well, what's really bad is that, I mean, you think about all the improprieties that reportedly happened, and there was nothing criminal happening. Yeah. No. All right. Boy. Let me ask you this, though, because Matt Stafford, when they had talked about Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, that deal still hasn't happened. We talked about that last hour. But Matt Stafford was apparently going to be the guy that the Jets were going to go after if Aaron Rodgers didn't work out. Now, I still am not convinced. I could see this thing totally blowing up. I don't know how, but I could see it. I could see
it'll get done.
Aaron Rodgers always has weird crap going on.
Do you know why it'll get done?
Why?
Because for Matthew Stafford is a perfect example of why it'll get done.
Why?
Well, so they said Matthew Stafford was an option. Hey, and the Rams were probably shopping him around. We understand you're in the market for a veteran guy. Would you be interested? And the Jets go, no, we're pretty set on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, part of it is that too.
So then they let all this time pass,
right?
And they go, okay, we're all in on Aaron Rodgers. And so Matthew Stafford's bonus kicked in after I think it was March 17th or February, whenever it was. So now he's on the books for the same amount of money that
Aaron Rodgers
is. So he's now the Rams are coming out going, Matthew's our guy. He's always been our guy. Unless we could have dealt him
something else
to the Jets.
Well, here's what's beneficial for the Jets too is that.
Nobody's left.
Even though the Packers can ask for a lot, they won't be able to ask for a lot for very long. And so, their clock is ticking on this deal too, because at some point you go, if somebody's willing to take on this 2-year, $101 million, $103 million, guy, then you can get a lot for him. But if you start doing the thing where we're going to sweat him out, his value for what you're going to be able to get for him, I would assume, goes down the closer it gets to the season or however long it's going to take for them to get this deal done.
What makes any of this so hard for me, Alex, getting a deal done for Aaron Rodgers, is that these teams all play with Monopoly money.
Yeah.
It's not real.
They're only held up by the cap.
The only thing that they are negotiating is a new TV rights deal. That's the only thing that matters in the NFL. All the rest of this stuff, we're going to hold out for this and that and whatever. It's like, you want to get rid of him. They want him.
Right.
Just figure it out. Why do we have to play this charade and we act like we're all
I need to save some money over here.
Come on. This decision is not going to affect your business in any respect. It's not. It's like the business is NFL football, and it's popular. It's even popular with the Jets as much as they stink.
So Baker Mayfield, you just mentioned him. By way of announcement, he is moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is he the guy then?
Do you want to know?
Or is it Blaine Gabbert? Are they going to have an open competition?
Well, of course they are. do you want to? I don't even think it's Blaine Gabbert, actually. I think it's someone else.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. Captain Obvious made a statement today in signing, I think is important. Baker Mayfield said, I'm not going to try to beat Tom Brady. And I'm like,
Nobody actually asked you to?
That's astute. That's a guy that really knows what he's
saying. Saying it out loud, I guess, puts to rest none of the rumors that were flying around that they expected him to be
single person with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization that even expects Baker Mayfield to come even remotely close to Tom Brady. I don't think there's a fan.
No.
I don't think there's a janitor. I don't think there's a ball boy. I don't think anyone's going, oh, we found the next Tom Brady. Now he could be self-deprecating saying,
"No, Gabbert is a free agent. I forgot.
Let me slide under the the radar here, and come because he goes. I know what it's like to come in as the first pick in the draft, the Heisman Trophy winner. There's massive expectation, and no matter what I do, it's not going to be good enough. And he's kind of coming into a situation where he can massively win because no one has any expectation.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We have our two-minute drill that you don't want to miss. Plus, coming up, you've got your Jazz pregame. Yes, firing up another Jazz game after the wild Saturday night. Just absolute drubbing of the Boston Celtics. No, it was close, but it was such a game. Wild. This team is wild. Continues to be wild. We'll come back. Stay right here. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.